بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. I testify that Allah alone is the only true God worthy of worship, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet and the believers of his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Can you hear me, please? Could you put one, please? Alhamdulillah. Tonight, inshallah, we'll have another summary in order to recap and to remind ourselves of some important points of benefits which we covered during the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah. And in the first summary, we covered benefits from verse 1 till verse 29, and we continue now from after that. From the points of benefits that we learn is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything for us in this life, and that this is from the favors of Allah upon us, that this life, this worldly life, is made subservient to us, and it's not the other way around. And from the points of benefits that we learned is that the affirmation of the heavens, and that they are seven, and from the benefits we learn is that the angels are true and real creation from the world of the unseen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them from light and assigned for them specific tasks and duties. And that they speak, and that they have a will, and that they know only what Allah tells them. And from the benefits that we learn is that there were creatures on the earth before Adam alayhi salam, and that the offspring of Adam will succeed each other generations after generations. And we know from this also the excellence of Adam above the angels. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bestow from his favors on whomever he wishes in accordance with his knowledge and justice and wisdom. And we knew that the languages, the origin of which is restricted to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told mankind, meaning initially restricted to that, and there is also an element of experimental acquirement. Of languages, which people come to know from the occurrences, such that certain things occur which have no name before to them, then people will assign names to them, either from experience or from otherwise. But in origin, they are restricted in the sense that Allah told mankind of them. And from the benefits that we learned, and so many of them, is the affirmation of the speech of Allah, and that it is a true and real quality to Allah that fits His majesty. And that the name of Shaitan is also Iblis, because he ablasa from the mercy of Allah, he dispelled from the mercy of Allah. And from the benefits that we learn is that prostration to other than Allah, if it is commanded by Allah, then it is worship, because Allah decrees whatever He wishes. And that's why when Iblis, Shaitan, refused to prostrate, he became a disbeliever. And from the benefits we learn that Iblis, we seek refuge in Allah, comprises all the blameworthy attributes: disdainfulness, arrogance, disbelief, and from the benefits we learn is that marriage is an old sunnah, is an old way since the creation of Adam, and it continued in his offspring from the messengers and the prophets. And from the benefits we learn is that approachness to something may be forbidden, yet what is intended is the actual performance of the thing forbidden. This needs an example. When Allah said, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ, and don't approach this tree. And what's intended is don't eat from it. But since approaching it will lead to that, then that's why forbiddance came, not to approach it. And from the benefits we learned is the affirmation of causes and their effects. And from the benefits is this, that Shaitan deceives the children of Adam as he did with respect to their father and their mother. And that he is an enemy to man. And from the benefits we learn is that there can be no settlement for the children of Adam except on earth. And that there is no continuous presence for the children of Adam on earth, but rather for a limited period of time. And from the benefits is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Adam, guiding him to repent and then forgiving him and accepting his repentance. And from the benefits is that when the believer says this dua, ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا, oh our Lord, we have wronged ourselves, وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا, and if you don't forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will be certainly from the losers. This dua, which came in Surah Al-A'raf 7:23, is a reason for the acceptance of tawbah, that Allah accepts the person's tawbah, because there is confession concerning the sin. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the tawbah of Allah is two types. The first one before tawbah, which is success to it, guiding the person to do it. The second tawbah is accepting the person's repentance. and from the benefits we learn that anyone who follows the guidance of Allah, then he is safe from fear and from grief. And from the benefits that Allah is worshipped only through what he legislates. And that worshipping him through any other way leads to misguidance. And from the benefits we learn that the basis for disbelief or disbelief centers upon two things: arrogance, haughtiness, or denial. Arrogance, as with Iblis, with Shaitan, or denial, as with the Pharaoh. These are some, or a summary of the major points of benefits which we have covered in details during the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2. And alhamdulillah, now you have them in text. And we're going to put them on the site so that people can, inshallah, benefit from that. So we have covered now to verse 40. We have covered now to verse 40. Alhamdulillah.